Tell them to what? How?
They were told to slag.
Okay. And back before they made these shirts out of modern fabric, sometimes you'd buy a new shirt and wear it once and wash it and it'd be too little. And it would have, what you'd say, that shirt must have what?
Shrunk.
Okay.
Up,
that used to be the most aggravating thing. You get a new shirt and you put it on and then the sleeves would come up to here on.
Yeah, and I can remember. I used to wear overalls, like denim, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember back when they would grow up.
Yeah, I've gone to school many times with pants that missed meeting my shoe top by about 3 or 4 inches, you know. And,
well, your children wouldn't like to do that today.
My children wouldn't even wear denims to school now.
No, I doubt that.
And that's all in the world we thought about wearing back then.
I forget what kind of material my mother made our shirts out of. Now, she made our shirts. But it was kind of material, but she called it some kind of something besides this pack.
Mm-hmm. I remember when they used to make them out of chicken feed sacks and feed sacks.
I wore them.
Yes, sir. I have too. What is it that a woman carries her money in? When she's got it.
Well, I'd say she had it in her purse.
Okay. And a thing that a woman might wear, not a watch, but something she might wear around her wrist.
A bracelet.
Okay.
What I'd call it.
What would you say, how would you say if a woman likes to put on nice clothes and she spends a lot of time in front of the mirror, you'd say she likes to what?
Frown.
Yeah.
And I wish my wife liked it more than she does.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
I
think
the
woman
up
looks
here.
Good
I,
at
it.
That's right. What about if a man doesn't wear a belt, he might wear what to hold his pants up?
Suspenders.
Yeah. Now that's something else that's vanishing nowadays.
Yeah, I know it.
They don't even make pants anymore with the buttons on the inside of them and put suspenders on like they used to. What about a thing that you might open and put up over your head in the rain?
Well, I'd call it a parasol. That's what we do call it.
Oh, no.
Well, you can call it that.
Yeah. About the same thing. And on top of a bed, after you've got the sheets on it and everything, you put what on it?
Bedspread.
Okay. And you put your head on a what when you sleep?
Pillow.
Okay. What is a, they don't make them anymore. They used to make these big pillows that went all the way across the bed in one pillow. Do you remember?
I don't know, but I know one thing we got into. Our daughter, last daughter, married back this fall, and her husband, the man she married, was pretty large, and they had got a king-size bed, and she told her mother, says, we want a pillow to match that bed. And she bought one. It cost right at $20, one pillow.
Goodness gracious. Looks like you ought to be able to get a mattress for that.
Well, I know, but that's right. That's it's close to $20. It takes them all. She has to pay for it.
That's an awful lot for a pillow. What about a thing that's a bed cover that's made out of pieces of material all stitched together and everything?
What quilt?
You call that embroidered? Or?
No, you call the quilt.
No, you're talking about just the spread on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, well, no, I was talking about something that's, you know, padded. It'd be kind of like a quilt or a comforter or something like that.
Quilt's what I call it.
What about when you used to have a house full of company and not enough beds for everybody, you put some quilt down on the floor and make a